All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll just remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Longtime attorney in North Alabama, longtime conservative in North Alabama. And oh, by the way, your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, so I had one of those life moments yesterday. Charlene and I have been weighing some decision-making, the kind that lends itself to prayer and deliberate thinking, the kind of decisions you make on faith and hopefully with wise counsel. But yesterday afternoon, I decided to reach out to my adult kids and ask their opinions on the matter before us. So I did. And both of them gave me great, mature, unvarnished insights, and I was immediately thankful. But I was thankful for not just the fact that I could ask their opinions, but that I could trust their opinions. I mean, think about it. How many people can say that they would turn to their own kids for advice and trust in the words that were spoken? It's a blessing, to be sure. I mean, there was a time when they were raised with Charlene and I making all the decisions for them, right? When to eat, when to sleep, what to wear. All the yeses and the noes of life were decided by us as parents, and that's reasonable. Then came the days, though, when we could leave them to some of their own decision-making on small things, and then bigger things, and then responsibilities, and then setbacks, and then responsibilities again. And then came the day when we trusted them to be out of the house and on their own. And I've said many times that God has blessed us with kids who turned out better than us. And it's okay. It's actually expected for parents to do the parenting, to make the decisions, to hover a bit, to raise up a child in the way they should go in the belief that when they grow older, they will not depart from it. That's our role as parents. But that is not, oh, by the way, the role of government, not by a stretch. Government provides some essential services, some order and protection and infrastructure. But government should never get over the line into what we sometimes refer to as the nanny state. So let's be very careful. Be very, very careful. Life is hard and decisions are scary. I get that. But don't worry. The government's here to protect you from yourself, right? At least that's what far too many in government believe. Ronald Reagan once famously said the scariest words you could ever hear were, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." And listen, there's a role for government, like I said a moment ago. I'm not so libertarian in my leanings or anarchist in my antipathy towards government that I don't see the need for good governance. And notice that I said good governance. I mean, constitutional governance is designed to ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness by providing for things like the common defense, supporting the general welfare, ensuring domestic tranquility. It's called essential services like police and fire departments, infrastructure, sewage and water, waste disposal. All of that is essential. But when we get into trouble is when government has so much time and money on its hands that it feels like it's necessary to find new ways to justify its own existence. And there's some nanny state jackassery in government that they don't know when to stop. I'm just telling you. A story came out not long ago about Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing for a vote that no one called for on a topic that no one saw coming to fill a need that no one has. Schumer and his Democrat colleagues embarked on a classic round of political kabuki theater to pass a bill to enforce a right to contraceptive care. Let that sink in. I mean, never mind the economy, never mind the southern border, never mind the U.S. hostages being held in Gaza. The Democrats wanted to make sure that Americans know they can have birth control pills and condoms whenever they darn well want them, because maybe people don't know that they can already have contraceptives whenever they want them. Because, you know, life is scary without the government getting involved to solve the problems you didn't know you had. So I have to ask, what did we do about contraception before the year 2024 when Democrats held their press conference and cast their votes? I'll tell you what we did. We took personal responsibility. But the nanny state does not thrive on your personal responsibility. It does not. Nanny state jackassery is oftentimes an attempt by big government jackasses to justify their existence without which there would be a loss of their jobs. I mean, if you believed for a second you could make your decisions about your life without their intervention, you silly Americans. You don't know how to buy birth control at the drugstore. But don't worry, we're from the government, and we're here to help. And that, my friends, is an example, yes, of the nanny state. That sense by elected officials and bureaucrats that they can operate with impunity. Because in their own estimation, they are very important. Consequences are not for them. Consequences are for those silly constituents who don't know how important their actions are. Yep, nanny state jackassery. It's a nanny state attitude that causes government to exceed its authority. And sometimes, you know, it's laughable. Like, remember when Mayor Bloomberg up in New York City in 2012 decided he was going to ban large sodas in restaurants? Well, that'll fix obesity. Or how about the town of Fort Lee, New Jersey? Has a no texting and walking law. $85 fine. I get it, but is that really government's role? A few years ago, the state of Tennessee, passed a no saggy pants law. Really? With penalties and all. No saggy pants. Did they make exceptions for plumbers? About Minnetonka, Minnesota. Apparently got tired of cleaning up the streets. Passed an ordinance banning muddy vehicles with fines up to $2,000. Muddy vehicles. Okay. Maryland actually has statewide ordinances in effect requiring the use of sunscreen at summer camps for kids. Yep, because sunburn prevention is a surefire role of government, don't you know? How about San Francisco when they grinched out back in 2011 and passed a ban on toys and McDonald's Happy Meals? Unless, of course, they met strict nutritional guidelines with, like, fruits and vegetables. Kid you not. And then there's Hilton Head, South Carolina. Apparently had an issue with rats. Passed an ordinance banning trash in cars to keep from attracting those rascally rodents. Trash in cars. They would have to look in your personal vehicle to determine if you had trash. $500 fine, 30 days in jail. Yep. 2008, California Governor Schwarzenegger then went full-on Terminator and he signed a law banning the use of trans fats to fry foods in the state. You heard me. Fried food must be made healthier. But in the end, it's still fried. One of my other favorites from California came when the law was passed mandating that the hotel industry had to use fitted sheets on the bottom layer of bedding because it was going to save back injuries from those who had to do hospital corners because they treat the rooms and clean them. Huh. They also required long-handled tools for bathroom cleaning to prevent back injuries. Have they ever tried to put on a fitted sheet? I mean, that's work in itself. But look, don't think for a second that all the things I'm talking about are just out there somewhere else. Like the nanny state doesn't exist anywhere but other places, because it does exist right here in Red State, Alabama. Oh yeah, yes indeed. How about this? Effective on January 1st of 2024, remember that? The Huntsville City Council, Huntsville, approved a plan foisted upon us by Councilman David Little that far exceeds state law. Police can now issue citations if you are seen with a phone in your hand while driving. The holding of the phone can be the primary offense. It means that you can drive the speed limit, use your blinker, stop at all the stop signs, and still be pulled over because you were on the phone telling your wife what you were picking up for dinner. The first conviction, $50 fine. The second can be up to $100. A third within 24 months, $150 and up to 10 days in jail for a cell phone in your hands. But y'all, if your cell phone rap sheet keeps going, you could face up to 30 days in jail. The Huntsville government, in its wisdom, has presumed guilt by virtue of touching a phone. I mean, never mind that you were driving well at the time, right? And don't worry, by the way, you can hold a coffee cup or a book or surf the playlist on your dash or turn up your music so loud you can't hear the traffic or just eat a biscuit on the way to the office. But by God, don't touch that phone as you cross over the invisible line from Madison to Huntsville. Look, these are all real. They are. And they are also somewhat humorous. They're also examples of big government jackasses getting into office and forgetting their role. Government should provide essential services. Government should not become the nanny state, babysitting your every move like a helicopter mom at a PTA bake sale. Government that gets so far into your personal business that it creates additional issues and then blames you for the problems they created, all while ostensibly taking such action for the greater good, that's a nanny state. That's a nanny state justifying its own existence. It is un-American insofar as our rights and our freedoms are concerned. Yeah, so when you see it, tell them you don't need a nanny, thank you. You've got this covered. Nanny state jackassery, please say hello to Right Side Ruffians. We got this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.